Due to the extreme violence of the current group we are about to talk about, we had to change the voice of the subject talking. Thanks for understanding and enjoy the episode.
Right now in Jalisco, out of all places, people who got rich while others were suffering and dying at that expense are being held responsible. And the people you least believe that would ever be held responsible, who would that be? Politicians, high levels of law enforcement like judges, so on. And this is a rare case of exactly that. Now, this person is actually charged with illegally enriching themselves off organized crime, is the actual crime in English. And they're actually a federal judge. And their name is Isidro Avelar Gutierrez. And they're accused of 12 million pesos of illegal income that they pulled together as far as the government's investigations, and that's what they were able to confirm. Obviously, this person took a lot more of that in bribes. It's probably just one bribe or several bribes within the period they were looking into them or that they could prove. If you can imagine, this guy wasn't recently elected to be a federal judge. He's been in this position for decades. And he was actually detained on the 22nd of November in 2019 in Guadalajara, Jalisco, by members of the Fiscalía General de la República, which is like the Mexican FBI. He can be found right now currently in the federal prison Almoloya de Juarez. Not a nice place to be, I can say from experience. Now, since last May, the Consejura Judicatura Federal actually suspended for 6 months without any pay Autoridades del Sistema Financiero, which is actually a punishment to a lot of people that were involved anyway with this said judge. He was actually linked directly to Los Queenies, which we all know are the actual pushing force behind Metro and the Jalisco cartel. He was also closely linked and a close friend of Mencho's wife and Mencho's family. He's well known to him. And that's what I think originally brought a lot of attention to him as far as federal judge, friends with Mencho's family. You know, it's not a hard thing to put together. Now, the Treasury Department of the United States says that he maintained a very tight relationship with members of Cartel Jalisco, which helped in the freeing of Mencho's son in 2016. And you guys understand what's going on there, right? He's a federal judge. He probably pulled some type of order or found some type of problem in the case, some type of error, something like that, that resulted in it being thrown out, or in some way or another, got him out. Now, this was on house arrest when he was put out on the 4th of April of that same year. At that same time, he also asked the United States Embassy if he could get permission to travel. What's interesting about that is, who knows where he might have gone from the United States from there, but of course this was denied. Now, right now, his actual case number here is HSI-219-100-OR. Now, there's still an open case on him right now, so they're still investigating, I think, crimes that he committed. And who knows if he'll ever be charged with a lot of them. I think what he's already charged with is just what's going to stick. I don't think anything will come out of further investigations. Usually after this long, it might remain open, but there's no, it's not constant, and it's not very normal that any big developments come into crime after that many years, especially in Mexico. Now, this case is also, this federal judge is connected with Roberto Sandoval, who is actually the ex-governor of Nayarit. and is also signaled by the Treasury Department to have a very close relationship with Cartel Jalisco and as well with Los Queenies. So all these people, on top of being involved with Mencho and whatnot in his close circle, are also close friends with one another and know each other on a personal level. So that's why it's so easy to tie them all together. There's not many people. It's kind of like an elite group of high law enforcement, high cartel officials, probably bankers, people like that, and they're paying the price for it now, at the end of the day. Crazy world we live in. I hope you guys have an excellent night, morning, day, whatever it is, wherever you are in the world.